Young, Fluidigm is going to be participating in an annual conference. In fact, I think this is maybe the 18th year for the Plant and Animal Genome Conference. This is going to take place in San Diego here just in a couple weeks in January. Tell us, first of all, about this conference. I mean, what's the purpose of the Plant and Animal Genome Conference?
Sure, great, Chuck. So the Plant and Animal Conference is actually held yearly in San Diego, the same hotel, I believe, since the very beginning. And it's a really great opportunity for people that are doing plant and animal research to really get together and kind of find out what the latest and greatest is happening as far as the research and the work that people are doing. And certainly one of the really big topics is genetic research, because genetic research is making such a huge impact on industry and as far as different plant animal studies and advancement there. And so people get together, and really a lot of the leaders and thought leaders and people from multiple different disciplines come together and really get to find out what's happening. And this is a really great show just because it is so diverse. You have people working on cattle, you have people working on grass, you have people working on nearly almost every organism that that people are working on these days.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds like it, and you'd have, you would be drawing from a fairly large group of people who would be attending. In Fluidigm's case, with what we now know as the Fluidigm system, you really do have an application for all of them. And so let's describe your participation here in the conference, besides just attending.
Sure, sure. So certainly, as I mentioned, one of the areas of focus is genetic research, just because there is so much advancement going on there in regards to, let's say, breeding for animals, cows, pigs, horses, to breeding for plant and CQC studies. And what we are going to be doing is we're going to actually be participating as an exhibitor. So we will be displaying, and so people that are interested in our technology can come visit our booth at any time during the show. But we are also actually going to be having a workshop as well. Mm-hmm. And at that workshop, we're going to have three of our users speak about their experience and what they're doing with our system. So in that workshop, which is on Tuesday, January 12th, I believe, and we have Kurt Van Tassel, who is one of the leaders of the Bovine Consortium, doing work in studying different markers for cattle, for dairy cattle, for parentage studies, for beef cattle, so identifying markers for the breeding of the cattle. And he is leading an effort that is industrial as well as academic. And so it's a pretty big effort going on there. And then we have also Jim Seed, who is one of the researchers that actually started up the work at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. And they go through a huge number of fish samples, and certainly their work is very important in the vital industry, fishing industry that's going on in Alaska. And so he did a lot of the work there, pioneered it, and then has now moved over to University of Washington and is doing a lot of the trendsetting fish research in that area as well. And then also from industry, we have Nanak Faber, who comes from Enzazaden, who is a vegetable producer, and they're using our system for research purposes. But for the presentation that he's going to be giving at our workshop, he's going to be talking about the quality control aspect, because certainly when the seed producers are shipping their seeds out to the farmers, it's really critical that the seeds that they purchase are really the seeds that they're going to get, and that the quality of the seed is assured, because it's so vital in the production of the vegetables.
Okay, well, you mentioned your booth. That is booth number 126 for people who might be looking for it. And then this workshop will take place from 1:30 to 3:50 p.m. Tuesday, January 12th. And so people can, if they're going to go to the conference and want to know more about the Fluidigm system, they'll be able to hear. I think you can't have a better way to present that than from your actual customers or users, like you said, of the system. And I'm assuming their presentations will have some graphical representations of how they're making use of that too, right?
That's right. So, it'll be a good opportunity for a visitor to stop by the booth to kind of find out about the core technology, because we at Fluidigm can certainly speak to that. But then the conference will be really interesting. Sorry, the workshop will be very interesting, because the users will actually be talking about their application. So they'll be talking less about our technology per se, and talking about more how they're using it in the real world. So by stopping by the booth and talking to us about our system, and then coming to the workshop to hear how people are using the system, they get a complete picture about what Fluidigm can really bring to them for their research.
And for companies that are doing ag biotech or any of these types of research or uses that you've mentioned here, one of the key benefits that your system offers is for those who are doing high sample throughput, needing to process lots of samples. Am I right?
That's definitely correct, Chuck. So one of the challenges of the plant and animal arena is the fact that you have so many samples, and you can imagine just the number of cattle that are in the U.S. or throughout the world, and then the number of seeds that farmers are planting across the world. And so in order to do the testing for this, you need a system that's going to be really efficient. So something that's going to be able to provide you the easiest workflow and be able to go through this number of samples in a workday or a week or a year efficiently. And so our system really brings the capabilities of the smoothest workflow out there, but at the same time provide you the really high data quality in order to get the results that you need. Mm-hmm. And so I think that combination has really been ringing true with our customers, and one of the reasons that people really look at us and have adopted us.
Well, not everybody's going to attend the conference or the workshop, I'm sure. So for those who can't, what would be the best way for them to learn more or contact with somebody from Fluidigm to get more information about how your system might be especially applicable to their particular projects or needs?
I think that the website is actually a really good resource. It's always available and all opened up. And we have some pretty good information in regards to the technology, and as far as the applications, we have very nice posters that customers have presented up there. And so we have a wealth of information that's available on the website. And we also have the contact forms and contact information in the website. So if you'd like to learn more, then please fill out the form, and we will be able to contact you whenever you like in any media that you like, whether it be email, by phone, or whatever it may be. And we could schedule a time to actually go through some of these applications, go through these presentations to give anyone that's interested more information about the system or how people are using our system. And so if they're not able to visit us at the actual PAG conference this year, we'd be more than happy to reach out to them and provide them any information, you know, regarding our systems.
Okay, great. Well, I hope you have a great conference and a highly attended workshop as well.
Great. Thanks, Chuck. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.